The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. You're listening to Texans Today from Reliance Stadium. My name is Drew Doherty of Texans TV. It's Monday, August 24th. First big practice after the game with the Saints. And Coach Kubiak talked about having Travis Johnson and Chester Pitts back on the practice field.
Defensive line, Gary saw Travis do some stuff today.
He did the individual period. He did about 20 minutes of practice. He did not do the team. We'll slowly work him into that. We'll see how he does tomorrow.
Onamobi Okwue, how do you see his progress in this camp and then, you know, overall as a player?
He started slow. We brought him along slowly in camp because of his knee, but you know, he's been full speed for the last 2 weeks. He had made some improvements, but, he was right with the group the other night. Wasn't good enough. We can't win with that performance. But, he's still got a long way to go. We got two games left, and he's got to get himself ready to play against New York.
Is he a big key towards stopping that run, or is there too much? Is that putting too much on him individually?
Well, I think the whole group's a key. You know, I mean, everybody's got to do their job up front with seven, and if you bring an eighth in the box, he's got to do his job as a safety. So, it's not about one guy. It's about them all doing their job, having their gap responsibility.
Looked like you guys actually kind of lined up out of place a few times the other night. Is that accurate, and what was going on there?
No, I didn't see much of that. I mean, we had some gap issues that I had some problems with. But as far as lining up, we lined up perfectly. I mean, absolutely perfect on the one play that we didn't cover the back. So it had nothing to do with alignment. It just has something to do with assignment.
So it's individuals then making?
No, I don't ever put it on one person. It's on the group. So, I mean, if the group's got to play well. It's an 11-man game, and we did not play well as a group.
Gary, you're watching Chester today?
He worked the whole practice, so that's encouraging. You know, we brought him back to do everything. He was full go, and so good and toasty out here today, but he seemed to hold up.
What about Travis?
He just did the individual, first 20 minutes of practice.
How's he looking?
Well, I'll go back and look at it. You know, we filmed the individual so we can see, but that's all he did today. So see if maybe he does a little bit more tomorrow.
Well, Mark.
Chris did the individual day. He's basically on Travis's program. So we're going to work him today and tomorrow, see how his soreness is. If he responds well, he could possibly play this week.
You talked about getting the continuity on the offensive line. Both those guys back. How big is that for you?
Well, it's important, but, those other two guys have done one hell of a job. I mean, we played pretty good up front with our first group. I think we could run the ball a little better than we have in the first two games. But Chris and Casey have went in, and they just kept playing pretty good. So, obviously, we want to see Chris get back and Chester get back, but you got to give those other two kids credit. They've done a pretty darn good job.
And for Chester Pitts, it may not be like riding a bike, but it's just about good enough.
I mean, not full on banging, but I mean, it feels really good. It feels good. I'm ready to go.
So, will it be like riding a bike this week against Minnesota?
No, it'll be like playing against two very good defensive tackles, Pro Bowlers. We'll see. I got a little rust on me, so I got to get it off. But so I have all week to practice. But I should be ready for the game. I will be ready for the game.
You don't feel like you're behind?
Behind, maybe a little bit conditioning wise. You know, nothing gets you ready for playing football like playing football. I mean, all the wind sprints and conditioning, it's just different. You know, when you're out there grinding. So, but I'll be fine.
Teammates give you a hard time at all coming back?
Well, they give me a hard time every day that I don't practice. You know, they call it a vet move, and they say, look at your body. There's no way you get hurt. So they give me crap all the time, but what are you going to do?
What's the hardest thing about being out so long and just getting thrown back in there?
You know what is the hardest thing? You know, I don't know if I can really come up with an answer for it's hard missing training camp practices. I'm going to just be honest with you. You know, that's really a stretch to come up with. But let me see.
So
let me think.
Well, you mentioned conditioning.
I would say maybe the conditioning part of it. And I would say just getting back in the groove or the rhythm of things. You know, getting back in tune with the cadence, communicating quickly, you know, all those things. You've done it before, but you got to practice it or you lose it. You know how it is.
Meanwhile, linebacker D'Amico Ryan said he definitely has to be the leader of the defense in a vocal manner as well.
First, me to rally the troops after Saturday.
Well, man,
Well, I give the guys a chance to, you know, step up and correct the mistakes. You know, everybody's a man here in this business, so I give each guy a chance to step up and correct the mistakes that each of us made and answer the call. You know, everybody have to, in this game, you really have to take a strong look at yourself and see, you know, what did you do right, what did you do wrong, and try to improve week to week. So, you know, everybody has to, you know, take a look in the mirror and see where they're at.
Are you a guy though, that will call somebody aside and say, look?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If it takes that, you know, I definitely have to, I will do that. I don't have a problem doing that.
I mean, you're not a guy who's always doing that, but you're a guy who's capable of doing
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. If it calls for it, I will do that.
Don't you kind of feel like this is your defense?
Yeah, this is my defense. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. It is my defense, and, you know, that our performance, that reflects, you know, it reflects my leadership, and obviously, you know, it wasn't good enough.
Quarterback Matt Schaub grew up watching Elway in Montana and certainly considers Favre to be amongst one of the greats.
Brett Favre's a lot of guys' hero that kids look up to, and now, of course, they're still playing against him. Was there anybody that you followed as a professional, be it a quarterback or anyone else who may have been your favorite?
Well, growing up, I really looked up to, you know, guys like John Elway and Joe Montana, you know, really watched them. So those are two that I, you know, kind of singled out.
Well, it's interesting. There were always retirement issues, but Favre has made that a whole new definition. I don't think current players really begrudge that, though, do you?
No, you know, the guy's played for so long, and, you know, he's one of the best players to ever play the game. I think he's earned the right to decide when he just, you know, wants to hang it up. And if he changes his mind, you know, I feel like he's entitled to that. And, you know, it's just a crazy situation the way it's turned out.
Check back tomorrow at HoustonTexans.com for the latest on your favorite football team. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan. Football time.